It's 9 months since a pilotless drone fired a missile in Yemen that killed Anwar al-Awlaki, one of the most wanted names on America's hit list. The American-born al-Awlaki was believed to be the leader of al-Qaeda's Yemen branch, al-Qaeda on the Arabian Peninsula, or AQAP. But the activities of US drones in Yemen have not all been so effective, or the intelligence behind them so accurate. Drone strikes have killed dozens of civilians in the last few months, including women and children, and some Yemeni politicians are worried that they're actually strengthening al-Qaeda's cause. Ibrahim Mothana is a co-founder of Yemen's Watan Party, and I started by asking him about the killing in 2010 of the deputy governor of Marib province, Jabir al-Shabwani.
Jabir al-Shabwani was the deputy governor of Marib. He was a respected tribesman, politician in Marib, one of the most prominent figures. He was a government official, very cooperative in the war against terrorism. He spent a lot of effort, you know, trying to mediate and clean the areas from extremist groups. And due to a bad intelligence, he was killed by a strike. And that created an extreme rage in his areas. People felt that that was a breach by the government, by the US, and the damage that this caused first to the trust between the government and the tribes was unrecoverable, and also the economic consequences that resulted from his tribe stopping the pipeline, which is one of the major oil pipelines.
You said due to bad intelligence. How did that happen?
Again, Yemen is a country where you have different factions within the military. You have different rivals even within the security apparatus. And sometimes you end up having rivals trying to manipulate their relations with the international community or with the U.S. and assassin or damage the other rivals within the country. Yemen, when I'm speaking about the military, it's a very fractious military, so you cannot rely on the intelligence that comes from there.
So you think that somebody gave the Americans intelligence saying that it was about an al-Qaeda person, and they did that as a way of assassinating Jabir al-Shabwani?
Yeah, and I think if they knew that it was Jabir al-Shabwani, if they knew the damaging consequences of that, they would have not done it. They've been cooperating a lot with him. And I don't want to start speaking about possible stories to what happened, but I mean, I think the Americans now realize how bad that was to their reputation within tribes, and how people now are, you know, they're trying to avoid, especially tribes working in the counterterrorism context. They'd rather be apathetic rather than taking a positive role in the war against terrorism.
Have the drones scored real victories? Have they managed to knock out genuine leaders of AQAP?
Yeah, I mean, the notion that normally supports the drone program is that you end up killing leaders from al-Qaeda. But the problem is we're speaking about leaders who are in their 20s and they are easily replaceable in their communities. In fact, what happened, yes, you kill some of the leaders who are not from the area, you end up creating leaders from the area who have the support of their society. So yes, you'll always hear about the second most powerful person from al-Qaeda getting killed, and then we've been hearing that forever. Is that damaging? Yeah, partially. But on the long term, the consequences is much negative. Al-Qaeda has been able to replace its leader, and, you know, they're spreading since 2009. The drone program was, you know, was brought about to eradicate Al-Qaeda in 2009, and now they are operating in wider spaces. They have much more people joining them.
So your argument is that the drones are actually operating as a recruiting tool for al-Qaeda.
Sure. There might be like a slight victory, a slight short-term victory as a result, but on the long term, the results are extremely damaging.
So what's your alternative?
The alternative is two approaches. First, to deal with the local communities, and they've been doing that a lot, to rely on the tribes, because the tribes in Yemen are quite pragmatic. They are willing to fight al-Qaeda in their areas. They are aware about how damaging this could be to their areas. And again, to work on the long-term sustainable development of the areas. If you are addressing areas where you don't have government services, where you don't have, where the people do not have their basic needs, this is the best environment for extremism. So it's really important to go to these areas, provide services, provide basic needs of the people. And it's unfortunate that Al-Qaeda has been doing, you know, trying to provide basic services rather than the government, and that made them more appealing.
Ibrahim Mathana, a co-founder of the Watan Party.